When we first started using computers in 1990, was an absolute revolution in the way that we practice. So Dr. Deepak Kalra, whom I mentioned to you, was working here at that time, was the main sort of promoter of computing in general practice, and persuaded Janet and I to start using computers. And of course, the whole business of information technology in general practice, again, is something that's evolved beyond all recognition over that period of time. We each have our own computer system, but we can connect up to the NHS spine for certain things. But what is available now is a huge amount of evidence-based information on the internet, specifically for UK GPs. So has revolutionised what we do, and the computerisation of the patient's records, which means that we never have a situation where a patient's records are lost or unavailable to us, unless the whole computer system crashes. We always have everybody's details. If a patient joins our practice and they have a Lloyd George folder from elsewhere, some of that will be scanned in, and some of it, and then it's kept physically, but it's not used. Beginning to be able to do electronic transfer of records. There was something about those Lloyd George envelopes which I miss, because they were a very physical record of that patient, and some of the old letters and old things that doctors would write in those Lloyd George were very insightful, in fact. And obviously a great deal of that has been lost. Well, the computer record is regarded as
the written record.
Yes. So it is the written record to all intents and purposes. So that's changed.